And Harry Broad, good morning to you.
Good morning, Catherine.
Now, we've got a new author today. No, just kidding. Joe Nesbo. The latest is The Jealousy Man.
Yeah, he's part of the Nordic noir crime wave that sort of swept the Western world out, Joe. Norwegian by birth, but he's written up to 20 books and sold 50 million copies. So he's got a pretty good track record, all about imaginative ways and innovative motives for murdering people, really, Catherine. This book, The Jealousy Man, is divided into two themes, jealousy and power. It's a collection of a dozen shortish and longish stories, ranging from 6 pages to 100 pages. And the first set are on sort of personal issues, and the second ones get even more darker and dubious. There's a story about a pandemic and a society falling apart under it. There's another one, The Shredder, about a fellow scientist who discovers an antidote to aging, tries it out on his wife, and it's going really well, wants to make it available to people, and his company doesn't want to do that and sets about killing himself. But there's also a twist to the antidote. And this is one of the great strengths of Nesbo's writing, is his ability to flick the switch. And so you think you're hurtling down one line, and all of a sudden, a new dimension is introduced and you're on to another. It's clever and almost diabolical. Let me tell you briefly the plot of one story. Sean and Maria find themselves seated next to each other flying to London. Sean can see that Maria's pretty unhappy, so he reassures her by saying, look, flying doesn't kill nearly as many people as lying in bed and getting a heart attack. And she says, but you don't understand. I want to die. And he thinks, why on earth could this incredibly attractive woman be wanting to die? And she said, well, my husband is committing adultery with my best friend, and even worse, they're doing it in my silk sheets. And I have contracted a New York agency who promised to kill you, but they won't tell you how they're going to do it, and you've got 21 days to live. So she and Sean start getting extremely friendly and almost enamored of each other, and she suddenly tumbles to the fact that Sean is the assassin. He admits he is, and she said, well, how are you going to do it? I was going to inject you in the queue at customs. But they spend their time plotting, how are we going to avoid this, because this agency will kill Sean as well. So they plot to run away to Reykjavik. He turns down her invitation to join the Mile High Club. And the plane lands, and so I'll leave your listeners with the puzzle. Does he run away with them? Or has he already, prior to falling in love with this woman, as he said, done the dastardly deed? So that's a classic Joe Nesbo plot, Catherine.
Excellent. You sound like you're enjoying it.
Oh, I love it. It's 500 pages. The man's, endlessly innovative on how to come up with plots.
Thanks very much. Harry Broad has reviewed The Jealousy Man by Joe Nesbo. It's a collection, this book. It is published by Penguin Random House, and the price, $37.